This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, go Cards, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight for the Chi High Cardinals against the Rice Lake Warriors in BRC action. I'm Greg Stewart, along with former defenseman number 12, Cooper Fosvick, Mr. Block Shot, the king of the block shots in Cardinal history with 141 of those. And up in the booth again with me this year. And Coop, welcome back.
Thanks, appreciate it. It's really nice to be back at the arena. So
absolutely. It's been a long time since we've seen a game together, but this is a very good Chi High team. They're 2-1 on the year. Rice Lake, the defending D2 champions, a small sample size right now. They're 1-1, having lost to Eau Claire North their last game, but beating Menominee in their season opener 3-1. So the Cards took it on the chin over at Hudson, but came within 90 seconds of walking away with an OT tie. So this is a good team that is going to hopefully keep growing and maturing through the season, and I think they've got the potential to do some pretty nice things this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I was lucky enough to coach a lot of these guys last year, and I know what they bring to the table. And this team has a ton of potential. They're young, but to come out of the gates like that and get those two big wins opening weekend, and then to go over to Hudson and make it really close against, you know, a team that's won state how many times, I think that shows a lot about this team and where they can go.
Yeah, and especially since they lost 13 seniors from the team a year ago and have this kind of rebound from that, from the huge loss of those guys, pretty special.
Yeah, that just shows the characters of these players and next man up. And, I mean, I'm excited to watch him the first time. I haven't got to watch him yet this year. So.
Yeah, and, of course, losing Bridger Fixmer, the All-State goaltender. You wonder, what are we going to do back there in the paint between the pipes? And Derek Strong, I mean, he's lived up to his name. He has been really strong this year. A 2-1 record, goals against 128, save percentage at 942. And he has really been tough.
Yeah, he's off to a great start. Derek's a big kid. Yep. So, you know, I'm sure Coach Thorpe has helped him with his positioning, getting all that down. And, I mean, he's going to cover up a lot of net, and he's also just a great kid. So it's great to see him have success early on.
Rice Lake, coached by Josh Engel in his ninth season. He took him to the state championship in D2, and that was a great move for the program. I mean, they're not a big town. They get a good core of hockey players, but they don't have as many to draw upon as compared to Chippewa or Eau Claire, some of the bigger cities, Hudson. But they won that state championship last year, but they lost 8 seniors, had a couple of guys step away. Jace Fitzgerald, Adam Tim walked away to go play juniors this year. So it's a very young team that Josh has got up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. I mean, you can look at the roster here. You see a lot of freshmen on here. As you mentioned, that's awesome that they were able to go down to state last year and get that win. I think that's why the state went to that, you know,
yep.
that format. The teams like this, you know, have more of an opportunity, so it's great to see. But we're not going to take them lightly tonight,
nope.
I can tell you that much.
That is for sure. They beat Chequamegon in the postseason, then Hayward and Amory, and then went on to the state tournament. And finally knocking off Fondy Springs in that championship game. All right. Time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And Coop, what do you think the keys are for a Cards victory here tonight?
Well, I think the first thing that is going to be huge for scoring tonight is getting in the middle of the ice. Rice Lake's a team that generally kind of likes to pack that middle, that house that people talk about. They like to throw a lot of guys in there, and sometimes it's tough to score when you can only shoot from the outside. Second thing, you'll hear me say this throughout the year, almost every single game, I think it's huge momentum to score the first goal, especially in a high school game. I mean, it's just, it really sets the tone for the game. You know, if you can score early, score often, that's the key, that's huge. And then my third point is to match the physicality. Rice Lake is always a physical team. No matter what happens, they're going to play physical. I think we need to match that without overdoing it and staying in the box. So I think if we can do those three things, we'll leave this rink with a W tonight.
Been some barn burners in the past between the two teams, for sure.
Absolutely.
And the programs know each other very well. All right, this is Cardinal Countdown, boys hockey tonight on WOGO. And you'll be able to see the game on Cards TV. They're still trying to figure out an internet issue here, so it's going to be streamed through the hotspot and the cell phone, but you won't hear our play-by-play, at least not yet. But you can go to our website, WOGO.com. At the bottom of the sports schedule page, click on Cards TV. You can watch the game, keep your radio on, you can hear it. There might be a little lag time between the video and the audio there, but you'll get both if you join us on WOGO and Cards TV. All right, this is Cardinal Countdown. We're going to catch up with assistant coach Austin Taylor in just a few moments. We'll check in with him live down at ice level in just a few minutes here on Cardinal Countdown. This is Cards Hockey, WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
High school hockey tonight on WOGO Radio. A pleasure to have you along. My name's Greg Stewart, along with Cooper Fosvick. Dawson Halverson back running things at our WOGO studios, keeping us on the air. 90th meeting between the two programs in the history of Rice Lake and Chi-Hi hockey. The Warriors lead the overall series 44 victories, 42 losses, and 3 wins. However, this series has tilted towards the Cards in recent years. In fact, Rice Lake hasn't beaten Chi-Hi in 6 years, back to 2016. So the Cards have swept them in recent years, but they're in two different divisions, and this is good for the Warriors to play up against programs like Chippewa, Memorial, Hudson, North, these BRC teams, really, and New Richmond's having a terrific year in the BRC as well. So it helps their program at year's end when they're playing smaller schools in D2. Josh Engel, like I said, in his ninth season, won the NCAA title with the Badgers in 2006. And Scott Parker hanging around for a long time in this program, 36 years behind the bench for the Cards, looking for his 423rd victory here tonight. Chi-Hi looking for their third win of the year. They came off a 2-1 overtime defeat at the hands of Hudson over there. Tough barn to play in. Jackson Hoym with the goal for Chi-Hi. Gannon Blazer, we've heard his name before, got the overtime winner. 6:24 into OT back on the 1st of December. And so that was very close to going into overtime with a tie. Cards 0-for-6 in the power play. And we talked about that with Scott Parker in the locker room ahead of tonight's Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And he says, we've got to get untracked on the power play. They are 0-for for the year on the power play. And some sad news for Chi-Hi hockey fans. Drew Bovey, love this kid. He's a real plus on the team. He had an injured wrist, and it just was not healing right. They took him to the doctor, and he said, Drew, you got to quit. You can't play hockey anymore. They're going to do surgery. And so he is out for the season. I wish we could redshirt in high school. You can't. He's a sophomore. So Drew Bovey, unfortunately, will not play for the Cards again this season. But rooting him on, and hopefully this Chi-Hi team can do a little thunder here this year in the BRC. Certainly Josh Engel was impressed with Chi-Hi. Went over to the Hudson game, and he told me that this Chi-Hi team is very good. In fact, he said it's probably the two best teams in the BRC, along with New Richmond, this Cards team. All right, let's go downstairs, and Coop is with Austin Taylor.
Thanks, Greg. We're here with Austin Taylor, former WOGO radio man. Just a couple questions for the game here, Austin. It's still early in the season. Where are you looking to see growth from these guys tonight?
Oh, you know, just the things we're trying to do in the D zone, most importantly, playing a little bit tighter system-wise. I think we cheated a little bit in the Hudson game. And power play running at a solid 0% right now, so still looking for our first goal there. But they're doing the things we want them to and doing the things we're asking. It's just got to get some results, but they'll come over time, I think.
Absolutely. BRC games, always super tough to win. What's it going to take tonight?
No, the kids just got to come out and play hard, and we can't worry about the other team, right? We want to come out and play our game, skate hard, drive through the neutral zone, get pucks in, and Rice Lake's a good team, but I think we come out and just worry about ourselves. It'll take care of itself.
Absolutely. Obviously, you have not seen this Rice Lake team yet this year. What are you expecting to see?
They're going to be a pretty well-coached team. They run good D zone. They communicate well. They're a team that made it down to Madison last year, so I think they're going to be a good team, gritty team that works hard. Going to make it tough to get to the net. But, yeah, like I said, work our own game and worry about ourselves, and we'll see how we do.
Perfect. Back up to you, Greg.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it. Coop downstairs with Austin Taylor, the former Cards forward, now one of the assistant coaches. By the way, Scott Parker is his profession other than hockey coaching, is a teacher at Owen Withy High School. And the Owen Withy kids are going to come over. They do this every year, bringing a bus over. And it's just a delight to see them. They're so excited to come over and see their teacher, their friend Scott Parker, coach this team. And they don't have hockey over in Owen Withy, so this is their one dip into the hockey pool for the season. So they'll be out here on the ice with Scott and just kind of taking it all in tonight. So we're glad to have Owen Withy's school here. Their shop teacher's chaperoning tonight, and that's going to be a lot of fun. All right, goalie matchup tonight. As we talked about, Derek Strong for Chi High. Derek, a 1.28 goals against average. Save percentage at .942, and this guy's been such a pleasant surprise for Chi High. Coming in here, following in the huge empty skates of Bridger Fixmer, All-State goaltender, and Derek has done a terrific job. The other end of the ice has got Carter Andrews, the goaltender, the senior for the Warriors, and this is his first game. They're kind of splitting time with three goaltenders, and so he really doesn't have any numbers to post here, but we'll get a chance to see the big senior here tonight. So Rice Lake in the blue and yellow and white sweaters here tonight on the road against Chi High. Two teams will do it again later in the season up at their barn, and they come in here with a 1-1 record. Both games in the BRC, beating Menominee 3-1, and then losing to the Eau Claire North Huskies 2-1 in their second game. They hit the ice. Chi High soon to follow here tonight. And pleasure to have you along. Crowd filling in here at the barn at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And I think we're going to have a good one and a good game. I mean, just Coop, it always seems to be a good game when these two programs meet, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's always a good matchup. And, like, I think I heard you say the 90th time. That's crazy to think about.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the teams on the ice. We're going to get the starting lineups from Tom Voidel here in just a moment at the Chippewa Ice Arena, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. So glad to have you joining us tonight for high school hockey. Let's go to Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena.
First introducing the starting line for the Rice Lake Warriors, in goal, number 1, Carter Andrews. The defenseman, number 25, Nathan Carroll. And number 26, Landon Hoff. The center, number 15, Jake Coons. And the wings, number 10, Kellen Marsh. And number 17, Austin Storberg. And the rest of the Warriors, along with their head coach, Josh Engel, and assistant coaches, Zach Storberg, Brandon Spiros, and Tony Johnson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we'll introduce tonight's youth hockey player of the evening. His name is Jace Schumann. Jace is on the Chippewa Thunder Mites team and is a third grader at Jim Falls Elementary. And his favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. His parents are Kevin and Leslie Schumann, and Jace will skate out with senior forward number 14, Reed Post. And now the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 35, Derek Strong. The defenseman, number 5, Sam Hebert. And number 18, Gus Thorpe. The center, number 34, Jack Bovey. And the wings, number 15, Brett Carlson. And number 21, Jackson LeMay. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. Puck drop just a couple of minutes away tonight on WOGO, the Cards and the Rice Lake Warriors. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cards hockey tonight on WOGO Radio, Chi High, Rice Lake. Good to have you aboard. This is Greg and Cooper up here. Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios this evening. Chi High, their home white unis with the black breezers here tonight, gathering around Derek Strong. He'll set up in the south end of the barn. And our officiating crew, Jade Dupree and Grady Richards, are the referees tonight. And Joey Kohler is our linesman. And we're about ready for high school hockey here tonight on a nice December evening, Thursday night here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Cards and Rice Lake not playing very many games. Rice Lake at 1-1, Chi High at 2-1, but a couple of impressive victories to open up the season Thanksgiving weekend against Verona at Madison Edgewood. I think the big barometer, Coop, was that Hudson game, and the shots were 30-25 in favor of Hudson, pretty close to one goal edge for Hudson. So that probably could have gone the other way too.
From what I've heard, it was a couple puck bounces either way, type thing. So that's you don't want to say, well, oh, that's as good as a win. But, early in the year like that, that's a good confidence booster.
All right, Jack Bovey, team's top scorer, is going to center up the line for the Cards. It's Jack and Jason LeMay and Brett Carlson up front for the Cards. Defensively, it's, we have Sam Hebert at 1D. And Gus Thorpe, the freshman at the other D, and the Cards will carry it right into the Rice Lake zone. They'll drop it in the right wing elbow here. Chi High sweeps it in behind. Andrews, the goaltender. Then it is lobbed into the corner by the Warriors, but the Cards pick it up. They go back to the point. Here is Hebert. Does a little dipsy doodle. Works it into the right wing corner. He's going to skate in himself now. He'll retreat to the blue line. And traded places with Jack Bovey. Cards trying to pin it in, but here comes Rice Lake on the break. It is Austin Storberg, a couple of, three sets of brothers on this Rice Lake team. The Storberg boys, the Tomesh boys, we've seen that name many, many years up there, and the Hoff brothers on this team. So it's truly a family affair for the Warriors. Cards now. Tap it ahead, bang, bang, bang. They work it to center ice, and then it is stripped and cleared by the Warriors back in the Cards into the ice. Just a minute and a half into the game. The puck in the corner, centering pass, and Grady Richards was going to pull the trigger on a penalty, I think, and then thought elsewhere. He had the whistle up to his mouth and decided, no, I don't think I'll call that one. Pops back out to neutral, and here come the Cards. Carter Bowie is on it and slips a pass over on the left wing side for Jackson Hoyne. Cards change up lines here, and it comes back to the point. Caden Swoboda, a steady Eddie at the blue line, taps this one ahead. Cards have it just inside the stripe. Can they keep it in? They do. Nice forecheck right there by Brett Krista. Brett hauled that one into the left wing corner, but it pops back out again, and Rice Lake hauls it in. They'll drop it back for their D and hit the reset button. Now they cough it up, and here's the Cards. It is Lindstrom Lindy into the corner, right wing corner. And he had an assist in that Hudson loss, overtime loss. This one pops back to the point. Swoboda will bank that off the dasher on the near side. Cards have it on the half wall, and Swoboda will hold the point. This one comes over the right side, and a shot on Ned Andrews with his first save of the evening. And it's going to be launched back out to neutral ice, and a whistle will stop play right here. Well, what do you think so far?
I've definitely noticed the Cardinal defensemen are getting involved in the offense right away. You see Gus Thorpe skating the puck up a couple different times. Almost got us in trouble there, but I like seeing that early on in this game.
Well, we've got some dependable defensemen. I think Thorpe, in a sense, the freshman kind of leads the crew there. He's a very talented freshman defenseman's dad's an assistant coach here, well-schooled in hockey, and he's kind of the straw that stirs the defensive drink here a little bit, even as a freshman. Chai High's got it out at neutral ice. This one banked off a dasher on the far side and skipped in by Jackson LeMay. This will turn the corner over the right wing side, and now it's going to come back out to center ice. Cards will start it up again. Long stretch pass right there for Jack Bovey, but he couldn't control, and it's going to be lobbed back into the right wing corner by the Warriors. They were waiting for some players to get out there. Cards had an opportunity, had the bulk of the players on the ice, but could not get it out of the corner. Held in there by Kellen Marsh. Good job for one player to kind of keep the Cards pinned up. Dumps on the goaltender. Strong will stick that one into the left wing corner, and it comes onto the tape of Gus Thorpe. He'll back it around from right to left. 13:23 and counting left to go here in the first, and this one's going to be launched back out to neutral ice, and here comes Jackson LeMay down the center stripe. Worked it into the left wing corner, and the Cards on the forecheck right here. Centering pass, Swoboda is going to jump in and try to backhand shot that was knocked down in front and cleared. And this will draw the icing call here with 13 minutes left to go in the first period.
Well, first little flurry offensively for the Cardinals there, and I don't know, it looked to me like they were running out of the corner, and the wing had all day. So look to see that more. Hopefully they can kind of get a pattern going there.
Absolutely. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. This one is going to be thrown out of the rink into the netting, and we'll get a new puck and do it again. Drop inside the Rice Lake zone. A couple of shots tonight so far, one for each team. And no score so far in this first period. Cards win the draw, and they try to walk it into the paint, but it's skipped off the stick and into the right wing corner. Now it comes around at back of Andrews into the left wing elbow, and this is going to be bounced off the wall and all the way down. Swoboda gets on his horse, is right there first, bangs it off the dasher, and the Cards gather it up finally, and here they come. Across the line is Jackson Boland, races into the corner, feeds it on the left side, and a quick shot by Jackson Hoym teed it up very quickly, and Andrews fought that one off, and it's cleared back out to center ice. Cards get it to the blue line, cough it up there, and it's going to be Nathan Carroll, the big All-State defenseman for Rice Lake, that'll play it rink wide as they try to work it up the ice. Cards with the intercept, that's Reed Post, dropped it in, hoping to get some help, and Post comes in. Oh, Reed Post just scored his first career goal. Yes, number 14 opens up the scoring here tonight. A sniper goal right there. He was hanging around in front of Andrews, and Reed Post got his first career goal. The senior, congrats to number 14.
Wow, you know, being around this program, coaching the last couple years, it's really cool to see him score his first goal. Well deserved, and he did it all himself.
Long time coming, huh?
Created a turnover and just put it right upstairs where it needed to go.
And oh man, 5:09 of the first period. Reed Post with the goal, and the Cards have jumped out in front of the Warriors. Way to go, number 14. Here is Jack Bovey. By the way, it's an unassisted goal. He did it, like Coop said, all on his own. Hard work. Here's Jackson LeMay. Gets away from the Rice Lake player. Banks this one off the yellow stripe. Comes back to the point. That one blocked, and Rice Lake has got it. Two on two right now. It's Austin Storberg who carried it to the blue line and then lost it. And the Cards come up with it on the half wall in their own end. Here is Jack. Races across the blue line. Works it off into the left wing corner. Tried to find an opening to take a shot. He did take it. It was knocked out in front. And this one dropped along the inboards. And Rice Lake has got it. Their D will work it up on the near wing. And now it's going to be out of play.
I think the Cardinals got a too many men penalty here.
Is that right? Yeah, there's a discussion going on. Grady Richards, the referee, talking to Scott Parker, and I think you may be right. Yep, too many men. Yep. So Rice Lake will get the first power play of the evening. Warriors are at 0% like Chi High. These two teams equal on the power play. They're both looking for their first power play goal of the season. And the Cards off the draw. Get it in the left wing corner. They're into the ice. And it's finally out to neutral here. This one's going to be dumped toward the Chi High line and swept in there by Carson Tomish. Hauled in by the Cards' Jackson Bolin. Played it off to his right. Chi High. We'll get it back to Bolin, and then he'll just dump one the length of the ice here. So we got Bolin and Swoboda defensively. Up front, Mason Johnson, and a fresh set of legs for Jackson LeMay out there on the kill unit. Chi High has not given up a power play goal this year. They're 0-for on the man advantage, but let's see if they can do a shorty. Here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson skips his way into the zone. Curved off to his left, took a shot. That was neutralized, and an offsides call right here on Rice Lake as they brought it in. 1:06 to go on the man advantage.
Man,
the Warriors.
That Cardinals penalty kill is really solid. They're not running around. They're kind of staying home, but they're good communication. You know, you can just see the defenseman stepping up and taking
LeMay the LeMay is going to stay out there. Jack Bovey comes onto the kill unit here. And it's wrapped around the boards, but not cleared. Rice Lake has got it. They try to set something up off the pass by Wager. Remy Wager worked it off to his left. Now it's going to come back to the point. There's a nice strip by Jack Bovey, and he feeds Jackson LeMay. LeMay comes in, takes a shot, beat the D, and then rams into the goaltender. Didn't dislodge the cage. And Andrews kind of pushed him out of the paint there. The Rice Lake goaltender is LeMay went right into him, and the Cards will gather it in and throw it down the ice. So we're down to 23 seconds to go. There's the intercept. Here is Gus Thorpe, and a shot that came off the glove of Andrews and up and out of play.
What a read by Thorpe.
Yeah.
he just intercepted it like he was playing defensive back.
Yep. Well, he's big enough to be a defensive lineman, I think. He's a smart hockey player. All right, so the faceoff is in the Rice Lake zone, and the Cards have had more chances on the shorthanded unit here than Rice Lake has had with the man advantage. Warriors have it in the corner.
There it is.
This is Landon Hoff, and the Cards intercept, and they dump it in. Yeah, there it is indeed. Chi High with a pick in the Rice Lake zone, and they score a shorty right here.
Yeah, those Chi High forwards are just absolutely owning the Rice Lake defensemen out of the corners, and they're leaving them wide open out front. That was a tap-in for Jackson Hoym.
He has been Mr. Scoring Machine here. Jackson with a goal against Hudson. And he picks up his goal here tonight. And, boy, I tell you what, it's been terrific for Chi High. Time of that goal was 8 minutes of the first period, a shorty. And Mason Johnson's going to get the assist. 7:55 is the official time on that goal here in the first. And the Cards with the 2-0 lead, and here they come, pouring it on, and a shot right there from Ezra Lindstrom, just drifting wide on the left side, pounds off the boards, and back out to center ice, and a whistle here. Cards back to full strength, leading the shot department 6-2. And on the scoreboard, 2-0, Reed Post and Jackson Hoym scoring for the Chi-Hi Cardinals here tonight. Hoym, by the way, with his fifth goal of the year. Reed Post, his first career goal. Lots of fun here so far. 8:27 left to go. Cards against the defending D2 state champions. And Chi-Hi's got it right here. Lead pass right there for Andrew Johnson, getting his first shift. Andrew brought it across the line and stolen from him on the boards. Picked up again. Swoboda with a shot. Caden pulled the trigger on a wrist shot that went into Andrew's goaltender, and he'll hang out of that.
You've called, I heard you call Swoboda Steady Eddie earlier, and yeah. I think that that is the right representation. He is just rock solid defensively.
He is.
He's got a heck of a shot as well.
He does. He's got it right now. That shot was corralled by the Bryce Lake D, and Chi-Hi brought it back up from the point. Swoboda drops that one in, rings around the boards into the right wing corner, and the Cards try to get some players on it right here. Comes back to the point. The shot taken through traffic. Andrew's got a piece of that. Steered it in the left wing corner. And Swoboda just decided, I'm going to jump in there, and kept the puck in the zone. And here comes Rice Lake. Across the line comes Parker Dierks. And he'll throw that one in the left wing corner, and Chi-Hi will exit. Here they come. The Cards across the line. Carter Bobey and a shot, rifled off the left shoulder of Andrews and ricocheted into the right wing corner. Chi-Hi jumps on it. They keep it in. At the point is Bobey. Sweeps it off the back end. Now they go left wing point. And here is Mason Johnson with a shot. And that one tipped up across the goaltender, deflected up into the net behind him. 7:09 left to go here in the first on WOGO. Chi-Hi, Rice Lake. Cards up 2-0 here. And the faceoff is going to come to the stick side of the senior goaltender, Carter Andrews. This one goes west to east inside the zone and still caught up in the Rice Lake defensive zone and now swept out by the Warriors. But it's going to be turned around by Jackson LeMay. Here's Chi-Hi, a quick shot into the mitt of Andrews right there from Brett Krista.
Yeah, really starting to see Chi-Hi just kind of take over a little bit here now.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Ice is definitely tilted in their direction. Hopefully they can keep it that way.
Face off, right wing wheel. Going to be taken by Lindy. This one back into the left wing corner. Nice backhand pass by Reed Post. Too many guys wearing blue there, and it's going to be cut off and skipped back out to neutral ice. Chi-Hi trying to forecheck, keep the puck in, pinned in the Rice Lake end of the ice, but it floats back behind goaltender Derek Strong. Here's Gus Thorpe. Hands off ahead for Brett Krista. Lost it for a moment. Retreats. Lindy's got it. He was cuffed up as he came out of the zone and dropped, but Chi-Hi still controls. Here is Thorpe. Long time to look it over. Lead pass for Brett Carlson. Carlson moves off to his left. Shoots one into the left wing corner. Lindy's going to come off in the line change. Jack Bovey back out there in his line, and that line change is complete. With Brett Carlson steering the puck back in his own zone to open up some time and space. Now it's out at neutral. Chi-Hi will work it rink wide for Carlson. Pass was read for a moment by Rice Lake's Austin Storberg, but he couldn't control it and carry it into the Chi-Hi zone. Now it bounces into the Rice Lake, into the ice, back to the points, and Chi-Hi on the half boards. Plays it around the wall in back of the goaltender. On the hard forecheck, there was Jack Bobey. He was roughed up as he came in behind Andrews and taken off the puck, so it slides all the way down the ice. A little tap pass ahead here, and here come the Cards. Mason Johnson into the zone. In the low slot to Carter Bobey. Turned to try to wrist her. Kind of a blind shot there. Went wide of the cage, wide left, bounced off the end wall, and it's going to be cleared all the way back down by the Warriors. Cards up 2-0 with 4:57 left to go here in the first period. And here comes Gus Thorpe. The big defenseman turns, rips a shot off the end boards, and picks up his own rebound. Now he goes rink wide on the near side over towards Jackson Hoym. Jackson carries it a few feet and then drops it in the right wing corner in the Rice Lake zone. Cards putting on the hard forecheck. Wraparound try right there by Mason Johnson. Nearly got a goal, and it squirts loose and cleared by the Warrior defense. On the wall on the far side, Rice Lake is back on their heels for sure here. Chi-High with a 2-0 lead. They lead it in shots 10-2, and here comes Jack across the line. Fakes a shot, now leaves it on the left side, and Lindstrom, the recipient of a beautiful backhand pass, and the Cards up 3-0. Ezra Lindstrom with the goal from Jack Bobby, and the Cards up by the trio here.
Just another example of the Cardinal forwards finding that soft spot right in the middle of the ice right there, and another tap in. Actually, I think it was Reed Post that made the pass there, Greg.
Okay.
And it was a heck of a play. He just, gritty play, got the puck low, and heck of a pass.
Yeah.
Put her home.
All right. Yeah, so it is Reed Post is going to get the assist. He's had a big night, a goal and an assist here tonight for the senior, Reed Post. And Lindy with the goal for Chi High. And that is going to be his first of the year. 12:32, time of that goal here in the first. And the Cards leading Rice Lake 3-0 here in the first period. 3:31 left to go in the opening stanza. And a whistle stops play right here as the puck is out of the rink. Well, coaches and I were talking about Reed here tonight before the game, saying, okay, make sure everybody knows if he scores that first career goal. Well, he did score his first career goal, and now he's got an assist to go with it.
It didn't take long, and it just seems to me like he's really made leaps and bounds since last year. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, smart hockey player. Here we go. Back of the Rice Lake zone, north end of the barn. And this one skips off to the right wing corner. Cards trying to track it down. It's loose in front of Andrews. Picked up there by the defenseman. Boy, a dangerous backhand pass in back of his goaltender. And the Cards bring it out. Tapped it on his pads. And then it's cleared by Andrews along the dasher on the near side. Still in the Rice Lake zone. Cards have it. Here is Jack. He turned and ripped a shot. That one was knocked down. Picks up the rebound. Looking for an opening. Shot it just wide. Andrews is down. Got caught up with his own player there. Knocked down, but he gets right back up again. Comes back to the point. Cards controlling the zone on a feeding frenzy right now. Here's a shot by Jackson LeMay. Turned and fired a wrister over the crossbar, and it's still loose, and the Cards able to change players and still hold the zone. Here is Gus Thorpe, goes rink wide for an open Brett Krista. Brett looking to fire one in, and the redirect try right there by Mason Johnson comes back to the point. Gus is there, holds the zone, holds the stripe, over to Mason, and his quick shot corralled there by Andrews, kind of squeezed it against his left shoulder, able to clear it off into the corner. He has been under duress. We're at 2 minutes exactly left to go here in the first. Chi-High up by 3 goals, and that one went in. Brett Krista, it was deflected out in front. He shot it, looked like it was going to go wide. Kicked off a player, might have even kicked off a Rice Lake player. And I think Brett is going to get credit for the goal here.
That'd be his first goal, too.
Okay, well, it was redirected by Mason Johnson, I guess, down there.
Yep. Either way, really yep. Nice shot you by bet. Brett Krista from the point. He threaded the needle between those two forwards coming at him. That's tough to do.
Yep.
So I'm impressed by that.
15:09 of the first period, and Chi-High has got a comfortable 4-goal lead here, and they are all over the ice right now in the Rice Lake zone. Chi-High in the low slot, and Lindstrom looking for more. Turned, and the puck was right on his tape. And he fired one just wide of the net. Now it's going to be cleared by the Warriors. And Chi High, with some comfortable space and time here, moves it up. We have a minute 22 left to go as we tick down the first period. Chi High up by four already here in the first period. Shots are 13-2 in favor of the home team. This one jammed up on the wall by Lindstrom. A couple of Rice Lake players there to knock it down. And this is Jake Coons, pretty much by himself. Coons moved in the high slot and lost the puck. It comes back to center ice. Turning and firing is Nathan Carroll, the All-State defenseman. That one kicked off a Cardinal player, and Strong had to be ready because it kind of angled right past that player towards our own goaltender, and he quickly moved that one out of the paint there. 49.8 on the game clock here in the first. It has been quite the first period.
I can imagine Rice Lake is ready for a little breather.
Yeah.
It's been all Chi High since the word go.
Well, Josh Engel said it was going to be a rebuilding year for them. They're a very young team and just don't have the horses that they had last year, with some seniors, eight of them gone, a couple of guys playing junior hockey. Here comes Chi High looking for a fifth goal, and a shot right there by Brett Carlson. Decided to pull the trigger himself, and that one went off Andrews and skips into the left wing corner. Now back to the point. Here's Brett Krista. Shovels that one deep in the Rice Lake zone. Cards on the four right now. Forecheck. And it's going to be pinned up on the half wall with just 16 seconds left to go. And now it banks back out to neutral ice. Chi High with one final chance here. 9 seconds to go. They got it out of neutral. Here they come. Jack Bobby moves top of the circle on the left side and stripped right there by Jake Coons. And that's how the period will end. Chi High out shooting Rice Lake 13-3. And four goals here in the first for the Cards. And man, what an opening period here for Chi High.
Yeah, I think that Chi High Cardinals did an awesome job controlling the puck in the offensive zone and choosing the right time when to shoot the puck. It's super easy to accidentally make an extra pass and then lose the puck. They're not doing that. They're just shooting. And I love to see that. I think in high school hockey, the more you can shoot the puck, the better off. We're scoring on such great plays. So I'm really hoping that they can carry that momentum in the next period and kind of keep finding that soft spot, like I mentioned. I mean, our forwards have been doing an awesome job of that.
Yeah, like you say, the ice has been tilted. It's been time-wise, I don't know what the cumulative time is, but most of the evening's been spent in their end of the ice.
Absolutely. And Coach Parker, when I was talking to him before the game, he said our forecheck is like a rabid dog. He said it's just relentless, and that I feel like is the best way to describe it, because they just keep coming, you know. And then our defensemen, they can hold the blue line.
They can.
Swobes is
and
held the blue
line. They're not afraid to jump in go ahead and take the play themselves.
Exactly. I mean, I've been very, very impressed with Big Swobes, as we call him, number 22.
Yep.
And Gus Thorpe as well. How they've affected how our offense is playing is really fun to watch.
Absolutely. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health, with a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. It's ghr-ec.com. 4-0 lead for the Cards here in this second BRC game of the season against the defending D2 champion Rice Lake Warriors. And we'll come back and talk some more here on WOGO Radio as we get you set for the second period. Chi High up 4-0 on Rice Lake. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall, just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
It has been all Chi-High so far tonight. They lead Rice Lake 4-0 after the first 17. And as we wait for the second period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Lots of smiles in that Cardinal locker room right now. And guys are just pouring it on here, and it's been, I think, Coop, I haven't seen any letdowns. Sometimes you get a 4-0 lead, you build it up, and you got, okay, we've got this team, no problem here, and you start to get the goals up on the board, and you think, oh, let's just coast, but I'm not seeing that so far.
Yeah, no, definitely not. It seems like this team is very, very disciplined in the offensive zone especially. I mean, and that'll translate into just how they carry themselves, you know. So I think leadership on the team is super helpful, too. Obviously, Jack Bovey is the ultimate competitor, as well as, you know, the other two captains. They've been around. They know what it's like to play in big games. So
yeah. But Jack is okay with handing the puck off and
feeding
somebody else. In fact, he hasn't, my score sheet hasn't gotten a point yet here tonight, but I'm sure he is just enjoying the evening.
Exactly.
For his teammates.
Yeah, he's really, really good teammate. I mean, I've got to kind of watch him over the last couple of years, and it's really no surprise because they're a great family, and I played with his brother, and he was the same way.
Yep.
But, yeah, he's just so good at the puck, especially down low. He's really hard to get off the puck, and like you said, he's not afraid to dish it, and watch that as the season goes on. In the big situations, that's the guy that's going to come through for you.
Yeah, and when you've got your top scorer, I think arguably the best player for Chi-High. He's a senior. He's got great hands, speed burner.
Yeah.
When he's giving the puck up, that creates some open chances for his teammates.
And he draws so much attention, and so does Jackson Hoyne. But that means somebody's open.
Yeah.
You know, if they have to have two guys covering him, well, somebody is open, and they're good enough that they will exploit that. So you kind of have to be careful.
Yeah, is there any room for improvement after this very fine first period here for Chi-High?
I think they came out of the gates kind of slow, and they were a little bit sloppy with the puck right away. Mm-hmm. But by the end of that period, they were really snapping around, and they kind of brought it back together, I think.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is a blessing and a curse, but we don't really have much work in the defensive zone.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to say, well, you know, in the defensive zone, we should have done this when, you know.
It's only three shots.
Exactly.
On so far.
And our penalty kill, I thought, was wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, very dominant.
It's good.
I mean,
we had a shorthanded goal, and most of the time spent in the Rice Lake defensive zone while they had the man advantage.
Yeah. And I'm sure the message in the locker room is stay the course.
Yep.
You know, don't fix something if it's not broken, and I'm sure the Cardinal coaching staff realized that these guys kind of fixed it on their own. You know, they really came around. And
what a coach loves to see, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, 4-0, Chi-High after one here on WOGO Radio. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, or you can stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. We'll continue the conversations. We get you set for the second period here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Chi-High 4, Rice Lake nothing. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski. And he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy. Came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Cards up 4-0 here tonight on home ice against Rice Lake. Have a challenging weekend road trip. They'll turn around, hit the bus here tomorrow, and go to Fond du Lac on Friday for a game, and then Saturday, kind of mid-afternoon, they're down at University School in Milwaukee. So those a couple of tough programs right there.
Definitely, yeah. Playing at University School is pretty cool. I played a summer game there, but
they were here last year.
Yeah, but
this is our chance to see their place.
It's like a it looks like a castle.
Right?
Yeah, it looks like a castle, and then their hockey rink's right there.
The gates nice open, rink. And you
pretty
go
much,
in, huh?
Yeah.
The pearly gates open, and
yeah,
you go
that'll,
in.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. So that'll be the weekend. We'll have our next Cards game on the road a week from tonight at Hobbs against the Eau Claire North Huskies. Get to see them. Ryan Parker, the Parkers coaching against each other. Not related, but two great hockey coaches. That'll be a lot of fun.
Those are pretty much, those are always like, the best games of the year, in my opinion.
Who could forget last year's playoff game?
No
right?
kidding.
Cards,
I think we hugged.
Yeah, I think we did. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that today. In today's culture, nothing wrong with
it. We were so excited.
Oh my gosh.
That
great?
That was the best.
Yeah. The Cards coming back from deficit to beat the Huskies last year to continue on in the postseason. So here we are, 17 up on the board. Shots 13-3 in favor of the Cards. The goaltenders have traded spots. Derek Strong now in the north end of the building here. Scratching up the paint for the Cards, and Carter Andrews, number one, the senior for Rice Lake. Cards win the draw, and they'll work it up. Here's Gus Thorpe, skates it up to the blue line himself. He'll sizzle one in around the corner, and it's going to be chased down there by Jackson LeMay. Still a little water out there. I think it caught the puck a little bit and stopped it, and it's banked off the wall back toward the Chi-High zone. Going to be carried in by Jake Coons, and now he lost it, and the Cards will squirt this one out to the center circle. Rice Lake has got it. They're de-turning up the ice, and let's see if this is going to be an icing call. No, they wave it off. Sam Hebert's got it for Chi-High. Skates it back at his tender. Now hands it off, and here is Mason Johnson into the zone. Drop pass right there for Jackson LeMay. Got twisted around on the hit, and the Cards have to get on sides. Carlson is caught up inside the zone. Cards going to change up players anyway. Here's Jackson LeMay, fresh set of legs out there and rested. LeMay's got it right here. Hands off to number seven. Back to him. To Mason Johnson. Back to LeMay. And the Cards have scored here in the second. Just a minute two into the second period.
Well, all gas, no brakes. And that was just a really, really nice shot. Jackson Hoyam has a absolute laser.
Number eight from number seven. And Hoyam's second goal of the night makes it 5-0 Chi-High. Minute two into the second period. Cards on a feeding frenzy here tonight. A big hit. There's going to be a penalty coming up on Jackson Boland, who just dumped Austin Storberg. And Boland's going to sit on that one for a roughing call here. I would imagine it's going to be a roughing. Yep. Boland will sit for two. And I don't know, the way we played in the last penalty kill, I think we're still okay if we play that way.
Yeah. That hit was probably a little bit unnecessary at the time.
Yep.
But I understand trying to play physical. I think his back just turned a little bit. It wasn't a malicious hit, but...
Face off in the Chi-High zone. Cards had it for a moment. Forecheck right there by Austin Storberg, and he nearly had a pick. And Chi-High able to lug that one out of harm's way. All the way back of Andrews. Cards putting a pretty hard forecheck on right now. Jackson LeMay kept it in, and nice stop right there at the blue stripe by Carter Bovey. Good job. He just kept it for a few moments, had some open ice, and dumped it in. Now the reset by Rice Lake. They've got it at neutral. They're going to carry it back in their own zone. And Chi-High just kind of waiting at neutral, ready to drop them when they came out. Here is Carson Tomesch. He'll carry it into the Chi-High zone. And now it's picked off and dumped back to the Rice Lake end of the ice. 1:06 left to go in the power play here. Chi-High up 5-0. A couple more will go to running time. Rice Lake has got it. They try to set up their power play. They go back to the point. Here is Jake Kuhn, skates along the blue line, looking for an opening and shot it in. That was intercepted, and Shai-Hi clears right on goal there. 45 to go on the power play. Rice Lake coughs it up. Here is Jackson Hoym, who just scored a moment ago. Hoym looks in, over to Mason Johnson, back to the point. Gus Thorpe with a shot, came off a skate, and it's going to be cleared off the dasher by Rice Lake. Cards just all over the ice. It's like we have the man advantage. Here is a lead pass. Oh, my gosh! Mason Johnson was crushed as he came into the zone. A blind pass right there. I'm surprised that wasn't a penalty. Here's Jackson Hoym on the intercept. And Johnson slow to get up. Hopefully it isn't anything to do with a concussion. But, boy, he kind of struggled to get to the bench right there. Man, he was just level, dropped like a bag of cement right there. Chi-High's got it in the far wall, and Chi-High back to even strength. So Rice Lake 0 for 2 on the man advantage. Boy, those sucker passes are tough, aren't they?
Well, the ref's hand seemed to be glued to his side there. That was an absolute headshot, and the fact that there's no call there is ridiculous.
Got the gloves up, and, boy, right into his hat on that one. Shots 15 to 3. Puck pinned deep in the Rice Lake zone. Warriors trying to exit there into the ice. Here is Jackson Boland. Tried to kick it off from his skate to his stick. And now the pick! And this one's going to be taken by Parker Dierks. And he came right down the slot in the intercept. Cards cough it up, and it nearly cost him. But Derek Strong with a nice save and angles that one into the corner. Cards... biggest mistake of the night, and they got help from their goaltender right there. And this one's going to be up and out of play. And what do we have, a penalty here? We got a hook on Rice Lake, and I believe, let's see who's that one on here. Warriors going to be down a man. Chi-High's first power play of the night, and it's going to be a two-minute minor on Parker Dierks, the freshman. Roughing call right there, and Chi-High's got it now on their first power play of the night. They're looking for their first PP goal of the season. They work it down low, back up on top for Boland. Here is Jack, comes in, dangles, got past the D, lost it, and can we keep in the zone? Nice job right there by Caden Swoboda, Mr. Steady Eddie. They go over to Jack. Jack looked back door there for Carlson, and he'll just carry it into the corner, and now it's stripped and cleared by the Warriors. So the Cards have to retreat to their own zone. Here is Jackson Boland, peels it off the wall, sent it back, and to Bovey. Bovey gives it to Boland again, and back to Jack. Jack has got it, fought through a check, through the hip check right there in the zone, and they set it up. Comes back to Gus Thorpe. Thorpe moves into the high slot, and a quick wrist shot ricocheted off Andrews and up and out of play. 1:02 left to go in the power play. Shots 15-4 total so far tonight in favor of the Cards, and they lead it 5-0.
Cards' first chance on the power play here. A couple nice shots, mostly coming from the point. I'd like to see them kind of suck that in lower and see if we can't knock home that first power play goal of the year.
Yeah, been a long time coming here. Three games and still no power play goal, and special teams, well, they help a team get to state here. Cards have it. This is Mason Johnson, drops it low, and the give and go from Hoym, and that combination works again. Johnson lays it in behind the goaltender, and it's 6-0. And oh man,
we're going to be hearing
it's clicking here tonight.
Yeah, 7 and 8, you're going to be hearing those that combination all year long,
I guess.
Yeah.
So the time of the goal here in the second period was 5:23. Mason Johnson picks up the goal. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 points for Mason here. A couple of assists, couple of goals. And nice night for him. The Cards up 6-0 here tonight on Rice Lake, one goal away from going to RT, running time. And there'll be a second assist And Hoym. 5:23 Mason Johnson got the goal. And Gus Thorpe is going to get an assist too. I'm waiting for that third assist. 5:23 of the second period. That's what you like to see, Coop, is guys working with each other and those kind of nice plays where you give it up and you go to the hole and you get a pass and you put it in.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing to watch, Greg. Nothing better.
Banked off the wall by Sam Hebert, and Cards with a 6-0 lead. Work it back to the point. One-time shot right there, and that one's going to be ripped out of the air by Andrews, and he'll hang on. So the Cards get their first power play goal of the season. Maybe that'll open things up here a little bit too.
Sometimes it's all it takes is one, yep, and then it just opens the floodgates.
Jack Bovee steers this one into the corner. Jackson LeMay lost his lumber, picks it back up. Cards still control the zone, and it's off the glove of Buchanan. Not sure if this is his first shift out there or not, but I think it is.
It is.
And Zach dropped it off his glove, and a quick shot right there by Jackson LeMay. He was coming in just sniping at the hash marks between the wheels. That one came off the goaltender Andrews. Cards still hold on to it. This one goes through the legs of the defenseman Sam Hebert, but got some off-wing help right there by Thorpe, who saw him fall down, lost an edge, and Thorpe able to carry it out. Cards clear to neutral here. 9:22 left to go in this second period. Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Rice Lake trying to keep it in to get some scoring chances. They've only had four shots on goal. Swept into the zone by Shinaki. And this one's going to come to the top of the Cards defensive zone and chased down on the wall right there by Thorpe. The Cards have it. Here is Andrew Johnson. Second shift of the night for him. Andrew carried it to the side of the net and then just decided to drop it back to the D, and Jackson Hoym couldn't control there and coughed it up. So it's back to the north end of the building, wrapped around the boards over to Carter Bovee. Carter turned, walked it up, and then it was shaken loose by Rice Lake, and he'll drop it back for the D here to set it up again. Long pass by Buchanan. No icing there. 8:17 and counting here in the second period. Cards in the forecheck. Carter Bovee turned, fired a shot, knocked down in front by the Warriors defense, and loose in the low slot. Squirted out, and the Cards have to get on sides right here. 8 minutes left to go here in the second. Chi High with four in the first. Couple more here in the second to make it 6-0. Jackson Hoym has got it. He's been all over the ice here tonight. One got it to the blue line, but couldn't control it into the zone. And here is Jake Coons. He'll carry it coast to coast himself into the Chi High, into the ice. And the Cards will come up with the puck. They throw the rock at the right wing corner. Lindy tried to chase it down. Couldn't get there in time. And it's loose inside the zone. Cards in the forecheck had it for a moment. Now it comes back out to center ice and dumped in by Caden Swoboda as he heads to the bench. Shots 18-4 in favor of Chi High, and here is Gus Thorpe. Sees it come off the dasher and is going to pick it up himself. Hands off to Bovee. Bovee jumps in on the play and went in back of the net. Now centering pass right there for Ethan Foyles, who's out there on this shift. It's loose and going to be cleared by Rice Lake as Brett Krista will chase it down the ice, but that's going to be an icing call right here against the Warriors.
That was the first whistle in a long time.
I know. Cards able to rotate their lines pretty good, and we're seeing some guys get their first shift, so we're going to be pretty rested in the third period.
Yeah, it's great to see some of these guys getting out there. You know, I mean, I got to coach a lot of them, so getting to see them on varsity ice is really awesome.
Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Andy Gunderson and their team, they're ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. It all chai high, as the score would indicate, 6-0. Shots 18-4 in favor of the Cards. And Chai High's got it right now. Backpedaling is the D. That's Thorpe. Gives it up for Brett Carlson. Turns and skips one into the right wing corner. And the Cards have it. Here's a centering pass from Jackson LeMay out in front. Kicked around. Where is all? It's in the paint. And covered up. Andrews saw it at the last moment. It was just sitting there for quite some time. Nobody knew where it was. Andrews jumped on it. And he'll hang on with 5:34 left to go. And I guess we have gone to running time. That's right. Six goals, not seven. So we are in running time here. 5:27 left to go. And a shot, quick shot there by Carter Bovey off a draw. And Andrews had to stick that in the corner. Shots 22-4. Back at the blue line, Jackson Bolin fires one. Rips off the inboards. Mason Johnson's got it for Chai High. Works it off to his right. Over to Carter Bovey. Bovey working the yellow stripe down there ahead. Bovey's just going to dangle himself past a couple of players. Bovey still has it as he went from right elbow to left elbow. It's still inside the zone. Rice Lake finally tracks it down with their D. Fired, but Cards blocked that one, and Chai High's got it right here. Here is Carter Bovey. Centering pass right there for Lindy. Turned. Didn't get a whole lot on it. And Chai High is going to... Tegan Bonacontro got a shift out there, and he's going to come to the bench right now for rest. Here is Lindstrom with a shot, and that one's gobbled up there by Andrews with 4:20 and counting left to go here in the second.
What a shift by Carter Bovey there.
Yeah.
Just dominant.
He was all over.
Yeah.
It's like the Carter Bovey show.
Right? No kidding. Man, nice to see him wear number six, too, yeah, like
yeah.
Trevor.
Yeah, exactly. Clock in running time here with 4:04 left to go. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg and Coop here. Dawson Halverson back in the WOGO studios. The communications. Oh, an errant pass right there. We handed it right to Carson Tomish, and he shot it into Derek Strong. Boy, goaltender, you got to be ready.
Even when
you got a six-goal lead, mistakes can happen. That was a big mistake.
I give him credit for being that on top of it. That was our first good scoring chance of the whole night, and he shut the door on him.
Licky had a little more time than he realized. Rice Lake has got it. They won the draw on the half wall, and the intercept right there by Chai High, but picked up as it deflected towards Tillen Hoyen, and he shot it point blank on Strong. Man, Derek, he's had to make some tough saves, even though he's only had six shots on net here tonight. Been about two or three of them that the defense has kind of left him out in no man's land here. Yeah, you can hear Scott Parker say, wide open. Yep, he was wide open for sure.
I've heard that lots of times.
yeah, for sure. All right, 2:43 left to go here in the second. In running time, Chai High up by six. And faceoff's going to come in the Card zone. Club side of Derek. And here's Chai High. Jackson LeMay at the yellow stripe on the far side. Over to Boland. And Jackson will skate it up and dump it in. Card's trying to track it down. In the corner was LeMay. They come back to the point. A shot on net. Andrews with the save there. That one from Swoboda. Back to the left point. It bounces right on the shelf. And the Cards try to keep it pinned to the Rice Lake zone, and they do. Swoboda just sees it and chases it down to the corner. The defenseman will trade places right there with Jackson LeMay. LeMay back at the point for his teammate. And who's going to play deep? Well, now Rice Lake has got it. Here's Jake Coons. Coons moves in, fires a high shot, trying to top shelf Derek Strong. Another giveaway. That was more of just a luck thing. And it went on Coons' tape, and he was in back of our D. Here's Chai High. It's got it their own zone. Cards got to be careful not to get sloppy here. I mean, okay, you got the win. Let's play for the next game here in a sense, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're kind of starting to see them coasting, not really stopping and starting. And I don't know. I think Scott Park will kind of knock that out of them between periods. But it is easy to do when you get up
like
this.
Sure, you bet. 104, we're in running time here. Left to go in the second period. Shots 23-6. The drop inside the Chi High zone. And this one wrapped around the wall by the Cards. And here they come. It is Ezra Lindstrom, but an offsides call right there. So this will probably be pretty close to evaporating the period with the running clock here as the players assemble outside the Rice Lake zone. We're down to half a minute left to go in the period. One final drop here, angled off the boards into the Warriors zone. With 23 seconds to go into the left wing corner there, and comes around on the right side. Cards got it to the side of the cage. Backhand and backhand post nearly had a shot. He got a nice feed from behind the net and just shot it wide. Reed looking for his second career goal all in one night. Down to 1 second left to go, and that'll do it for the second period. Chi High up 6-0. Leads in the shots 23-6. And four in the first period, two more here in the second. And Chi High in control of this one here tonight. Teams skate to their locker rooms, and maybe a little bit of a gentle pep talk here from Scott Parker with his team trying to keep him in the game in a lopsided score so far, a lopsided game here against the Warriors. So 6-0, we'll come back and talk about it in just a moment. Let me tell you about Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. So don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CBOSM.com/WOGO. Yeah, that's right, CBOSM.com/WOGO. 6-0 score. Chi High up on Rice Lake, the defending D2 champions here tonight at home. And we will continue in a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-point. three-pointer from the left corner, the amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three, pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Running time so far tonight here in the second period. Cards with four in the first, two more in the second, six goals. So the clock is going to run unless Rice Lake puts one in. Shots 23-6 in favor of the Cards. And as we wait for the third period to begin, we're talking hockey with Hy-Vee. Brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. So, maybe a little bit of discussion about keeping your head in the game in the locker room. You've probably been there before as a player. It is kind of a tough thing when it's when you got this kind of lead and domination of a team. How do you stay in a game like this?
It's just, I think it comes back to your leadership, like I talked about earlier. Just kind of those seniors, just kind of keeping the younger guys in check, you know, because it's really easy, you know, oh, we're up, well, let's hang out, let's kind of mess around here. And then, you know, you come out and lay an egg, and that's how you end up skating the next day at practice. So
that's some motivation right
exactly.
There.
So I think it just comes down to our leadership. Kind of gathering everybody and saying, hey, you know, we still have 17 minutes left.
Yep.
Let's focus up. You know, we have a big game tomorrow night. So
yeah, that's kinda, right.
Exactly. So this is going to be a huge period just because we're going into a, you know, a big road game tomorrow.
Yep. So if you're Scott Parker, you start feeding more of these fourth-line players in here.
Absolutely. And you kind of already saw it towards the end of the last period. But this is a great opportunity for them to kind of get their feet underneath them and hopefully, you know, kind of grow as a player. Especially early on in the year like this, to get them some opportunities, get them some reps on varsity ice.
Because there'll be a lot of games where that can't happen.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, like we already saw it, you know, with an injury. Sometimes, you know, one of these guys might have to step up. Have this experience, it's huge. And I know that the coaching staff knows that, and they're going to probably work them in a lot this period.
Yep. So got to save some legs for a big weekend here with a couple of games on the road.
Yeah, so some guys to look for. Andrew Johnson, Britton Belongi on defense, and then Tegan Bonacontro. And am I missing
Buchanan, maybe?
Yep, Zachary Buchanan.
Buchanan.
Yeah, those are going to be the guys that they'll be mixing in a lot of.
So, all right. Yeah, it's coming up here in the third. 6-0 Chi-High lead. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. You can learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Coop and I will be back in just a few moments, getting you ready for the third period. It's been all Chi-High so far, 6-0 over Rice Lake. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
550 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here's Bobby. Oh, Jet Bobby came in off the wall. Just pump one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
High school hockey tonight, Chi-High. Rice Lake will complete the week with buckets tomorrow night. The Chi-High boys basketball team hosts the Eau Claire North Huskies. 6:55 pregame show, Cardinal Countdown with Halvo tomorrow night. And then we'll wrap things up on Saturday with the McDonald Max boys basketball team at Colfax. It's going to be a late start, 8:25. It's like some ESPN basketball game, 8:25 in the evening. The Max boys basketball team's in a tournament. They're at Colfax, and we anticipate that Halbo's going to have that call too, as Caleb Swenson, who calls games for McDonald's wife, waiting for a baby. She's overdue, and we anticipate that that may happen tomorrow. So Halbo said he'd step in for Caleb and do that game on Saturday, 8:25 pregame show. Tomorrow night, 6:55, the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, Chi-High hosting Eau Claire North. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach, and in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Three penalties in the game so far. A couple of power play chances for Rice Lake. They're 0-2. Chi-High got their first power play goal of the year. Mason Johnson, who took a hard hit, came back, and he's okay. He's on the ice. He's had a nice night here. He got the power play goals, got 4 points in the evening. And Chi-High added two here in the second after four first-period goals, and it's 6-0.
Yeah.
What can you say, Coop, huh?
Yeah, I'm just really hoping to see them tighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of start snapping around like they were in the second period.
I don't, you know, you can say, well, the game is out of hand, and it is, but it just does not help you if you get sloppy.
Exactly. That's when they start creating bad habits. So
right.
I really hope that, and I have a feeling that they will. I'd be very surprised if they come out and kind of play that same style. I think that this is going to be a good period for Chi.
So, Rice Lake coming out of their locker room right now. And heads kind of down for them, and I don't blame them. But they knew it was going to be a challenging year when they lost eight seniors, a couple of guys left, of juniors, a couple of their top players. So the cupboard isn't completely bare, but it's a restart for Josh Engel up there. And they're led out by Carter Andrews, who's going to stay in net for them. And getting his first start of the year. And Chi High will be out very shortly here in the third period. White City Glass salutes all the hard-working athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, a proud sponsor of Chi High Hockey. Here are the Cards. Be interesting to see who starts off this period here with a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping. Well, let's see. What do we got going on here? That just looks like our...
Looks like the usual suspects
yep,
here.
Yep.
Post is out there for the Cards. Got a couple of points here. His first career goal. Along with Hebert on defense, Thorpe on defense. You got Lindy. And Ethan Foyles is going to get a shift right here on that line. The big wing. And here we go. Up against Carson Tomesch on the draw. Ezra Lindstrom, and this one squirreled back to the D, and it's dumped in the Rice Lake zone. Now let's see how the Cards jump out here, and this is Gus Thorpe protects the line. Hands off low for Reed Post. Post on the give and go for Thorpe, and he was right down in front of the goaltender and steered that one in to Andrews, but the senior makes the save, and it's cleared out.
That's a great shift to start the period.
It really is.
Putting the pressure on him right away, and that's a great shot. Actually, the goalie made a heck of a save on
yeah,
that one.
Sure did. Shots 23. They have to add a shot up there because I think we ended the period at 23. Anyway, says 23-6. Got a whole bunch of Cardinals out there right now. A little confusion. Got about nine guys in the ice. Now they get it squared around.
Down to five.
Okay. Here it is. Reed Post ready to take the draw. And Rice Lake has got it. They'll carry it across the line out to neutral and hand it right back to Chi High. Steered to the Rice Lake zone as Ethan Foyles tried to pick it up about 6 feet inside the Rice Lake D zone. And this is going to be picked up there by Jackson Boland. Works it off to his left for Swoboda. Back to Boland, to Swoboda, and he will drop pass right there for Foyles. Foyles sees Lindy up the ice, got it to Lindstrom at the hash marks between the wheels, and this one is going to be popped out. Cards get back on it. What do we have?
That was not offsides, but.
Yep. A little confusion right there in the line change.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Cards just were kind of, you know, they're shuffling these guys in. I think they're confused as to who was actually supposed
right,
to go.
Who's supposed to be out there. So we'll hit the reset button right here. Drop at the dot outside the Rice Lake zone. And this is handed off to Brett Krista. Turns and bangs one into the right wing corner. Thorpe has got it. Sweeps it on the dasher in the far side. Chi High underneath the goaltender. Back to Thorpe. Reaches out, holds the line, and this one is gunned right into Andrews, hugging the right post, and he'll hang on to that one as time evaporates here in the period. 14-22 and counting. We've been in running time since the second stanza with a 6-0 lead.
How fun is Jackson Hoym to watch blow the net?
Oh, man.
He is just like a master down there. Yeah. He made such a good pass there that his teammates didn't even know it was coming.
They'll get used to it as the season goes along. And this one rips around the boards. Going to be held in right there by Boland on the near D, near point. And it's in the right wing corner. Cards try to carry it out and open up some ice here. They've got it right now. Here's Andrew Johnson's had three or four shifts here tonight. Johnson on that fourth line. Hands it back to Swoboda, to Post, to Carlson. Over to Johnson, had swept off his stick, but the Cards with a furious forecheck here tonight. Hold of that zone. It's in the right wing corner. And who's going to have it? Right behind the goaltender here. And a scrum with a couple of players now. A third Rice Lake player joins in, able to scrape that one off the wall, up and out. But the Cards are right there. The Cards have to get on sides here. And this one's going to be dropped all the way down by Rice Lake. Gathered in there by Sam Hebert. Looks up the ice for Ethan Foyles. Foyles going to ride it along the dasher. Himself try to hang on and get some help. Off-wing help there from Carter Bovey. Bovey has got it. Bovey in the corner. Head up, looking around, and hands off to Reed Post. Post muscles away from the Rice Lake player and gives it to Carter Bovey. Trying a backhand shot right there. And Andrews had to fight that one off. Still in the Rice Lake zone. Spend a lot of game time. And they're into the ice. This one's in the right wing corner, and it's going to come back to the point. Stopped there by Hebert. Turns and scrapes one off the boards. And Rice Lake has got it, and they're just out of gas. They got to clear, and they do, and that should bring an icing call here. No, it doesn't. They're going to wave it off. Wow. 12-10 left to go. Running time here tonight. Chihai's got it out of neutral ice. And here they come. Jackson Hoy throws one between the wheels here, and it bounces off the fence on this side. Let's see who's going to come up with it. Rice Lake has got it. Chihai in the midst of a change and still hanging on to the zone. Back to the point. Nice job by Mason Johnson. He dances around with the puck, and this one flipped up and out of play into the, well, into the goalie's glove, I should say. And Andrews will corral that and hang on to it. 11:29 left to go here, third period. Chihai up 6-0. They've been that way since middle of the second. Here is Jackson Boland. Rolls back and holds onto the line right there. Throws one into the left wing corner. Over to Jackson Hoym. Jackson had the puck for a moment. Skated between the circles here. Down to the low slot. Just didn't have any ammo in the chamber right there. Here is Kellen Marsh for Rice Lake. Marsh dangerously skates it in front of his own goal. Got out of harm's way and walked it out to neutral here, but it's picked off by the Cards. Drop pass right there. Oh, man. Jackson Hoym took a nice drop right there from Mason Johnson and sent a BB right into the goaltender. But, boy, what a beautiful chance on the drop pass.
That was a really nice play. And to have to, you know, the wherewithal to know that he's even there.
Yeah.
You know.
These guys, man, oh, man, it's going to be fun to watch them play here this year and beyond. This one kicks off into the right wing corner. And Chihai still controlling the Rice Lake zone. It was Andrew Johnson who threw it in to the zone, and Rice Lake will dump this one all the way down, and that'll draw the whistle for icing right here. So no goals since that last one here at 5:23 of the second, the sixth goal of the game off the shot from Mason Johnson. That's been about it so far. Face off in the Rice Lake zone, and it's going to be Andrew Johnson, who's got pinned up against the wall behind the goaltender, Andrews. Andrew Johnson pinned up behind Andrews, but the Cards still control. There's a shot on net from the point from Britton Belongate, getting his first shift of the night. And that one just a little wide into the left wing corner. Back to Belongate. And he'll throw it in past the stick of Jackson LeMay, who just let it, lifted up a stick, let it go around. Hoping for some off-wing support back there. And here is Rice Lake. It is Wyatt Serbert who carries into the zone. And had it stripped. And it is Belonge who looks across the ice for Ezra Lindstrom. And what do we have here? Into the glove of Andrews. He just went out and grabbed it. And he'll hang on for the faceoff. Down to 8:42 left in the game clock here. A quiet third period.
Yeah, it's been pretty uneventful. But, you know, I can't say, like, any the Cards are being lackadaisical or anything like that.
Not at all.
I think the Rice Lake Warriors just kind of tightened it up a little bit.
Out at center ice. Here comes Chai High. Ethan Foyles has got it with some speed. Centering pass right there. Oh, just missed. Zachary Buchanan. He's fourth for the line. Guy's getting a lot of PT here, a lot of playing time with a 6-0 lead. Cards cough it up, but got some help back in the defensive zone by Sam Hebert. Lead pass from Zachary Buchanan into the zone. This one slides around from left to right. Ezra Lindstrom will backhand that one into the right wing corner, and now it comes loose and it'll be tracked down by Hebert deep in the Chi-High end of the ice. He thought he had some help from Brett Krista, but Brett had skated past him and he just threw it right to a Rice Lake player, but he was out of gas. He's going to come off now. And no harm done. Here is Reed Post with a couple of points tonight. Reed fakes a pass, takes a shot. That one came off the stick of Landon Hoff and ricochets into the left wing corner. But the Cards keep it inside, pinned in deep of the Rice Lake zone. Here's Carter Bobey. Dances into the left wing corner. Back to Swoboda. His sweeping shot kicked off the skate of Bonicontro into the left wing corner. Post tried to take a feed as he was heading down the slot, but that was broken up by Rice Lake player Derek Strong. Will leave it for his D. We've gone under the 7-minute mark here. Cards up 6-0. Chi-High's got it. Carter Bobey slides into the zone, goes back to the point. Here is Boland. Hands back to Bobey. And off on the off-wing side for Swoboda. Caden gives it up for Boland. Back to Swoboda. His shot knocked out, and he's got to get back quickly as Austin Storberg blocked the shot and had a chance if he could break past Swoboda, but he got back there in time. Beat Storberg. Chi-High's got it right now. 6:05 left to go in the period. And it's going to be thrown back in the Warrior zone. Titan Hoyen, the defenseman. Boy, he was out of gas. You can see he came to the bench quickly. Barely got back to that puck. We go under the 6-minute mark right here. Chi-High, well, they drug it back in their own zone. That's Brett Carlson, and the Cards have to scramble, and now it comes out, and offsides right here. Rice Lake has got to touch the line again. A break caught there by Chi-High. Here they come. Nice job by Thorpe as he dances his way up, dangles into the zone, and he's going to jump right into it. The big defenseman is sandwiched between a couple of Rice Lake players, but they still get it out in front. Andrews is down. Where's the puck? It slides into the corner. Andrews was totally out of position, but the Cards just didn't have it organized there, and an icing call here against Rice Lake.
There's another example of our defensemen kind of starting the offensive rush. Man. I mean, it seems like when that happens, we have a good opportunity. It seems like they get the puck down low for our forwards, and our forwards are doing their job.
Absolutely. So 28-7 the shots. 5 minutes exactly left to go as we count it down. We've been in running time since more than midway through the second period. And the faceoff is going to be to the glove side of Andrews here in the Rice Lake zone. And the Cards will work it back to the D. Here's Sam Hebert. Works off to his left for Brett Krista. And his shot is intercepted and turned aside by the Warriors. Back to Krista. Comes up. Had his pass deflected and thrown back in the Chi-High zone. So the Cards have to scramble to get back here. Now, Coop, this is where you don't want to give up a goal for your goaltender here.
Exactly. It'd be super nice to get Strong his first ever shutout.
First career shutout.
First career shutout, yeah.
And this one is going to be, I think, touched with a high stick maybe. 4:02, a whistle stops play here. I think that's what it's going to be. That's good, too. Anytime you get a whistle, you burn off about half a minute or so with a running
absolutely.
Clock. We're under four to play here. Face off in the Chi-High zone. Here's Carter Bobey against Parker Dierks, and Chi-High's got it. Potential 2-on-1. Bobey into the zone, lost the puck, and who's going to come up with it? Back to the point, and loading one up is Jackson Boland, but that one deflected. Auto play
That's good speed from Carter Bovey there.
Yeah, it is. Start to the odd man rush there.
Absolutely.
3:18 left to go here in this third period. Drop inside the Warriors zone. Cards feather that one back for the D. Carter Bovey was down there reaching for it. Couldn't get to it. Stick about an inch short. And this one's going to come up and out. Chased down there by Caden Swoboda. Gives it to Bolin. Works back and now up the ice. And that one just could not be corralled by Carter Bovey. So Bolin's there. Banks it off the wall to Bovey. And he just tried to tap it back in back of the D. That's Nathan Carroll, the big All-State defenseman. And he's a smart kid. He got it out of the zone. Cards again. Here is Bolin before he skates off on the D pair change. Cards making a wholesale change right here at the end of the game. Here is Thorpe. It came right to him. And Gus will skate in, fire a shot. Deflects up and out of play. 2:13 and counting here in the third.
Gus is so good at reading plays and just intercepting them. That's probably the fourth time I want to see he's done that tonight. That's pretty impressive for a freshman to see the ice that well.
I talked to his dad, Bob. I said before the game, I like how Gus is playing. Well, he can play better. he's a hockey guy, and he knows there's certainly the biggest room is room for improvement. And doesn't want Gus to get a big hit, but he's only a freshman. And this kid is going to be an amazing player as he continues to grow here. We're down to a minute 35 and counting left to go. Third period, Chi-High leading 6-0. Running time for most of the evening here. Cards got four in the first, two more in the second period. Fairly early in the second. You hit six goals, you go to running time. And here's Thorpe right now looking for that elusive goal. Thorpe comes in, tries a shot. Blocked out in front. Going to go over to Jackson LeMay. And this one's going to deflect back out to neutral ice. And Thorpe is right there. Goes cross ice here for Ethan Foyles. Foyles with the drop pass for Lindy. His shot sticked out of harm's way there by Andrews. And it's still in the zone as we're under a minute to play in the game. Into the right wing corner. And we got a penalty right here coming up, a delayed call against Rice Lake. It might be an elbow. Chi-High, though, still controlling the puck. And when's it going to be touched? There it is by Rice Lake. With 39.3 seconds, and the clock will stop on the penalty here. And Chi-High will have their second power play of the night. An elbow, the call on Max Tomesh. I don't know if there's enough time to put a seventh in here, but its drop is going to be in the Warriors zone.
That's just Jay Dupree making sure that nothing gets out of hand at the end. And I like that call because there was an elbow, but that's just making sure that everybody knows that the refs are still in charge here.
Bryce Lake able to clear here on the penalty kill, and we're down to half a minute left to go. Cards will finish out the night unless they score on the man advantage here. They're 1-for-1 on the power play. Finally got off the schneid on the man advantage for the season. Here's Reed Post looking for a second career goal. Post slides in back of Andrews and then feeds Sam Hebert at the blue line. Cards work it down into the right wing circle where it's 6 seconds left to go. Centering pass, and Andrews makes the stop. And a whistle will stop play, but time runs out here on running time. As get into a little bit of discussion here at the end. And Chi-High happy with a 6-0 victory here tonight. Shots 30-7. And there was a penalty at the end. It's going to be on Tillen Hoyen for a rough call, I think. So it's officially a penalty at the end, but no time in the clock. I'm not sure how you do that math. But
I'm sure it's just for the stat book.
Right.
Yeah, got a little out of hand at the end there, a little chippy, but that's kind of the way it goes. It's a hockey game, Sometimes guys get frustrated when they're getting beat like that. So,
yeah. Well, a nice night. We'll catch up with Scott Parker on the post-game show and have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. and a 6-0 Chi-Hi win. So they go to 3-1 on the season. Rice Lake falls to 1-2 on the 22-23 campaign. We will continue in a moment here on WOGO Radio, our postgame show ahead. So stay tuned.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi-Hi alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Cards with a 6-0 victory here tonight over Rice Lake, and run their record to 3-1, and they are 1-1 in the BRC. Time for the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Well, I think Chi-Hi, you know, got the word in the second intermission locker room that they had to keep their heads in the game. They didn't score again, but you could see they kind of picked it up a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. I think they actually played a great period. A lot of great scoring chances. The Rice Lake goaltender, I actually thought, played a really good game considering what he was up against. And he shut down a couple awesome opportunities. Got to see a lot of the young guys like we talked about in the intermission as well. And I think they played pretty well, for a lot of it being their first varsity shifts.
Right.
They made some pretty great plays. So that was really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they had fun while they were doing that.
Yeah,
so.
Invaluable experience for sure.
Yeah.
It's Owen Withy night. Scott Parker teaches at Owen Withy's been there for years, and the students love him. And they came over, I think, maybe a bus full of kids here. And they're having a ball. Took a picture here with the Chi-Hi players congratulating them on the win. And just a grand time for them to see Scott Parker and maybe walk out in that ice a little bit here tonight. So the Cards, busy weekend here. I mean, you go from this game to a couple of really challenging road games. Going to play at Fond du Lac and University School Friday and Saturday. And how do you, as a player, how do you get yourself, you know, ready for those games? Because you played a conference game here, and you have no days. You don't have 2 or 3 days off before those 2 weekend games.
Yeah, it's always tough to do a back-to-back just because you're so used to getting a practice in before that game day. So it is tough, and especially to be on the bus that long to go down there.
Oh,
it is tough as a player. But, and I've said this over and over again, it really does come back to your leadership when it comes to keeping everybody on the same page. Hey, let's lock it in. Let's get to work. I mean, I remember when we went up to Thief River Falls.
Oh,
you know,
boy, that's a trip.
Right? It was like six hours or something. And
right.
I just remember Jordan Steinmetz, we were like an hour away. And he's like, okay, it's time to think hockey now.
Right.
We messed around for a long time. We had a lot of fun on the way up here. But it's time to play hockey now.
Right.
And, you know,
game face
on. Yeah, we beat Thief River on a Friday night. And and without that leadership, I mean, I can't say we would have done anything then.
Right.
You know?
All right, post-game show here brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassmirror.com. We'll send Coop downstairs here and to catch up with Scott Parker. We'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. We'll take a break and come back as we continue with the post-game show, Chi High. It's 3-1 on the season with a 6-0 victory over Rice Lake tonight. And we'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO Radio.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Chi High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
5:50 left. Oh, and a three-pointer from the left corner. The amazing Mason Minarski, and he goes to the line.
It's out to Emily Cooper. Cooper for three. Pure as the driven snow.
Here is Balmy. Oh, Jet Balmy came in off the wall. Just pumped one in.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
6-0, Chi High all over the D2 champion Rice Lake Warriors here tonight with 4 in the first, 2 more in the second. They rode that the rest of the way, and it all started with number 14, Reed Post, the senior, 5'10", 210 pounds, looking for his first goal of his career, his senior season. We've been rooting him on, and it happened to open up the scoring at 5:09 of the first, and this is how it sounded. Yards with the intercept. That's Reed Post. Dropped it in, hoping to get some help, and Post comes in. Oh! Reed Post just scored his first career goal! Yes! Number 14 opens up the scoring here tonight. A sniper goal right there. He was hanging around in front of Andrews. And Reed Post got his first career goal. The senior, congrats to number 14.
Wow, you know, being around this program coaching the last couple of years, it's really cool to see him score his first goal.
All right, that was at 5:09 of the first. Cards added that. They got a shorty from Jackson Hoyme, who had 4 points here tonight, and they put two more in the first, one from Mason Johnson, who also picked up 4 points here this evening, and then Lindy got one at 12:32 of the first, and then two more in the second. Cards got a shorty tonight. They also got their first power play goal of the season, but that was preceded in the second by another goal by Jackson Hoyme at 1:02 of the first. Hoyme and Mason Johnson just working beautifully here tonight, back and forth, and that was a goal at 1:02. And then at 5:23 of the second, power play goal, first of the season, first special teams goal for Chi High. It was Mason Johnson from Hoyme and Gus Thorpe to complete the scoring at 5:23 of the period. So our Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. And we're going to go downstairs now and hear from Scott Parker, the victorious coach here this evening. Picked up career win number 423, and getting close to straighten up the series with Rice Lake. They still lead us overall by one game, 44-43-3 in the series. But the Cards haven't lost to this team since 16. January of 16, let's go downstairs. Coop is with the head coach of the Cards.
Thanks, Greg. Here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, got to see all your OW kids here tonight. That's got to feel good. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, that does. I'm super happy that Mr. Engel gives those kids an opportunity to see hockey. Obviously, there is hockey in Medford, which is right up the road, but not too often they get to see a caliber like this. They're great kids, and I enjoy teaching over there. And you know, some days are better than others. And if you're listening, you guys know who you are. So yeah, it was great, and it was kind of special for me to be able to do that.
Absolutely. Obviously, Cards came out with a big win tonight. Got to see some of the young guys come out in the second and third period. What was your thoughts on their performance tonight?
Well, yeah, it's kind of hit and miss a little bit because they're coming off a cold bench, and there's some opportunities there, that's for sure, and looking to cash in on opportunities when you get a chance to play hockey, that's what we're hoping that they do, to have some success. So it was a little herky-jerky for a while. The start of the game was just overplaying the puck. I'm almost a little nervous or something. But I thought overall we controlled the play of the game, and I thought their goalie played pretty well, and we're definitely a game that the Big Rivers are playing, the defending Division II state champs, and you know, you got to give them credit. They came out and played hard, and they're well coached. Thought the game had some good flow to it at times, and then at other times it looked like, you know, we haven't played in a week. So we're definitely ready for games. We're going to head to Fond du Lac tomorrow, and that's going to be probably a little more physical game, and we're going to see different kind of refs, so we're going to have to really watch how our style. It's a little different when you go to other parts of the state, and it makes me nervous a little bit at times. So, yeah, we're on the road tomorrow, and it should be fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Your block shot.
Yeah. Back to you, Greg.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah. Great night here for Chi High as they pick up their third win of the season. Let me tell you about something, a very important effort here. The Future Business Leaders of America has got a donation drive, and you can drop it off here at the hockey rink. And what they're doing is a donation drive for foster care. They're trying to gather, you know, diapers and wipes and shampoo and tennis shoes and sweatshirts and stuffed animals and games and toys and all kinds of stuff for this foster care donation drive. And you can drop it off here at the hockey rink. There's going to be a girls game on Tuesday. We'll have that for you, the girls against Eau Claire Area Stars. By the way, the game time has been changed to 5 p.m. puck drop, 4:40 airtime on Tuesday, as Chi High McDonald, Chi Menominee CFM takes on ECA here at the arena. So if you want to donate, we'd love to have you do that, and you can bring it right up here to the hockey rink on Tuesday, and they'll gather up that stuff for a very important Future Business Leaders foster care donation drive. The Cards be back in action this weekend and on the road. We'll have them again on Thursday night as they take on Eau Claire North at Hobbs, on the air at 6:40 pregame show. And then, like I said, girls hockey on Tuesday at CFM against ECA. Airtime is 4:40. Note that time. Early start, 4:40 for Cardinal Countdown. And puck drop is at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. So Chi High goes to 3-1, a game I think on paper, Coop, that you figured they'd win, but I think this is a very nice effort for them here tonight to pick up their third, and we'll see what happens with a tough weekend road trip here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it was a really really good effort from the Cardinals tonight. Super good timing going into the road trip, like you keep mentioning, but
right.
Going into that with momentum like that is going to be absolutely huge. So I'm really excited to see how they do it on there.
Should be a very confident team.
Yeah, absolutely. The forwards play with such poise and such confidence, and I really hope that they can go down there this weekend and kind of, if they bring that same mentality, they'll come away victorious.
A lot of fun here tonight. Chi High rolls to their third victory of the season. We got buckets for you the rest of the way this week. Chi High boys against Eau Claire North at home. 6:55 for Cardinal Countdown tomorrow night with Mark Halverson. Then on Saturday night, it's McDonald Max boys basketball. They're in a tournament at Colfax. 8:25 start time. 8:25 on Saturday night. And we'll be back here, Mikhail Hogan and I, on Tuesday for the ECA-CFM game here. First home game for Chippewa Falls Menominee, the CFM Sabres team. And we'll get a look at them on Tuesday. All right, for Coop, this is Greg. Thank you for joining us, and thanks to Dawson Halverson for a great job, as usual, back at the WOGO Communication Center. Final again, Chi High beats Rice Lake by a 6-0 score. Good night from the Chippewa Ice Arena here on WOGO.
WOGO.
Chi High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.